What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online when the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3 Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Back on the Boss Man Show, talking to Coach Russ Houston of the Richmond Spiders on a CAA 3-game win streak right now. Got Campbell this week coming up. Coach Houston, good to talk to you. How are you up there in Richmond, Virginia today, man?
Going good. Everything's going good here. Just had a good practice this morning, and appreciate you having me on, and looking forward to this game this Saturday. Big one.
Yes, sir. And Coach, let's kind of go back to this game against A&T here. Just had a great game this past weekend. So tell us about what were some keys you saw in your guys to keep the streak going and some guys who stood out for you on film this week.
Well, strange game. You know, we had two pick sixes and a block punt for scores. They had a kickoff return for a score. Each of us muffed the punt and got it. So, I mean, it was pretty weird, you know. But defensively, we played well, and just one of those strange games that you can't, you know, really orchestrate. You don't realize, you know, things like that are happening. But we're happy to get the win. Like I said, we played good on defense and had some real good defensive effort and players, you know, having really solid games. So. And then offensively, we were fine. You know, you lose possession. All of a sudden, you get pick six. The offense just lost the possession. You get another one, they lost the possession. You block a punt, they lost the possession. So, you know, I thought our offense was fine. We just didn't have the ball enough offensively to really chunk it out there.
And, Coach Houston, it was funny. It's like you said, that third phase sometimes gets us forgotten. Came through for you this past week. A lot of people don't realize that third phase, those getting yards, punts, golf returns, it's very important. And this week, they showed what that third phase really, really meant for you guys.
Well, they got a great kick returner. He's already had two this year, and he had the third one against us. And, you know, that hurt. But, you know, we got the block punt for the score. So we kind of evened that one out. But like I said, we both muffed one. So the kicking game was kind of a wash. Well, you know, we scored two defensive touchdowns that made the big difference in the game.
100%, Coach. And what are you saying from Coach Mincer's team on film, the Campbell fighting Campbell's there? You know, he's getting those guys going as well over there at Campbell's. Talk about what you said on film from those guys.
Oh, they got a real good team. They got talented players all the way across the board. They're huge, huge, huge up front offensively, and they got guys that can move along with that size. Their quarterback's one of the better players in the league, no question about that. They have some wideouts that can make you miss and get yards after the catch. And then defensively, they're long and pretty physical on defense. And then obviously in the kicking game, they're really solid too. So, you know, it's going to be a great football game on Saturday. And I think the team that makes the least amount of mistakes is going to win the game.
And Coach Hughes, let me ask you this, Coach, for you. Do you feel like the CAA, as you all add members now, as it evolves, how has it been for you recruiting-wise, is it conference-wise, seeing the competition of your conference get better with these new members you have coming in over the past few years, with how things have been with realignment and stuff like that?
Well, it's been nice for us because, you know, now we're playing Hampton, which is, you know, an hour and 15 minutes. A&T is about a little over two hours and a half or 2:45. You know, at Campbell is a closer trip for us. It's a lot better than getting on that plane and playing New Hampshire and Rhode Island and the rest of them. Now, we played Rhode Island on the road, but, you know, it makes life a little bit easier. You know, it really helps our budget where we don't have to fly as much. So, you know, and those are really good programs. A&T has been to the playoffs multiple times, won the MEAC a bunch. Campbell, you know, when they were in the Big South and they won the Big South. You know, in Hampton, you know, it should be a great rivalry just because of the proximity. So, you know, adding those teams, now they added a few up north, you know, adding those teams was pretty cool for us. So we're excited about it. And you know, it's going to probably help us to get some, you know, some more rivalries. You know, it's hard. You know, we play Stony Brook. We have to fly to that one. But, you know, just, you know, it never gets to be a tremendous rivalry where I think Hampton, A&T, and I know Elon playing A&T every year, you know, turn that into a rivalry for them. So, I'm pretty pleased with the additions to the conference.
100%, Coach. I echo those sentiments as well, Coach. And also, Coach, I'm going to ask Coach, for your guys and your recruiting staff, with those new additions to your conference, maybe get stay in North Carolina and get guys out of North Carolina now, come down. I know y'all come down here to Georgia and Atlanta and find guys as well, getting down in South Carolina. So, talk about what the expansion of the league, be able to get in more markets, get the Richmond Spire football brand out there to get guys from come to that area where it's so close to D.C. as well and get internships and networking as well.
Well, you know, we spent 8 years at Chattanooga, and everybody we recruited out of Georgia was normally a pretty good football player. And so we, you know, we made the decision that we were going to continue to recruit there. When we came to Richmond, South Carolina's starting to get, you know, good for us. North Carolina's always been a great area for the University of Richmond. You know, the Georgia connections are really good. We send Adam Ross, our offensive line coach, down there, and he does a really good job. And, you know, all the players we got out of Georgia are really good players for us.
Yeah, because I'll tell you what, Coach Hughes, I feel like this – I know I'm a little bit biased about it, but I feel like football here is coached at a high level. And guys are ready to play when they – people plug and play when they come. So they might have the strength, per se, in the body, but they know how to play football the right way.
Football's pretty important down here in Georgia. And when we were at Chattanooga, we went to Alabama and recruited. We don't go there anymore. It's a little bit too far. But, again, Alabama, same way. Tremendous high school coaches down there and excellent football players. So, yeah, I mean, there's not many states in the country better than Georgia for high school football.
No doubt, Coach. And for you, Coach, I'm asking this, Coach, for you, man. How has this portal – NIL thing changed for you and how you recruit? Are you able to get better high school guys now than you would because a lot of those FBS guys look for older guys. And plus the COVID year, a lot of guys still in the system a little bit older. So how's that helped you maybe get some young guys that you can develop and build out of the high school guys that are not getting recruited because the FBS guys want older guys?
You know, that's a great point. Nobody ever thinks about it that way. You know, we're always going to build our team with high school players. Now, we do take some transfer portal guys. It's very limited. You know, it's anywhere from 3 to 5 max. And it's really just a plug and play. But you're absolutely right. I mean, it is a trickle-down effect, you know, where, you know, maybe we're getting people that potentially could have been recruited at a higher level. And obviously, you know, with a lot of people taking a lot of transfers, you know, those guys kind of get pushed down. You know, you feel for the guys that, you know, get pushed all the way down and don't have anything, you know, and that's kind of the ones that really get hurt. You know, somebody that could be a group of five player, you know, normally the BCS guys get pushed to the group of five, you know, somebody that could have been a you know, an East Carolina, you know, now all of a sudden get pushed down to the University of Richmond and Elon and William and Mary and people like that. And so we are probably attracting a better player, but it's the next level down that are kind of getting left out a little bit in this thing.
No doubt, Coach Huseman. Also, they say as coach, I feel like this coach as well, and you coach FCS ball as well. I feel like the talent level for his NFL readiness, it's not that different for FCS to a group of five or a lower level FBS school. I feel like FCS level is right there talent wise with those group of five schools. And is that a assessment that you agree with as well, Coach Huseman?
Well, I'll give you some examples here. We had a guy, Kobe Turner, who played 5 years for us with COVID, had a sick, went to Wake Forest, was a third round draft pick with the Rams. We lost another guy who wanted to go into the portal after his freshman year and felt like he could play in the ACC, and he's at Wake Forest. And he's been a starter for those guys multiple years and starting again this year. We a tackle is starting at Syracuse. He's a six-year guy there, left after the fifth year. So, you know, those guys are talented players. I think what happens here at the FCS level is we just don't have as many that are going to the NFL. You know, if we have one or two, you know, every other year, you know, where those people, they got multiple people going to the NFL. But, you know, we can't attract guys that can play in the NFL. And like I said, you know, they're good enough, you know, to play at the BCS level in some cases. And so, you know, you can get to the NFL no matter where you are. Who's a quarterback for the Chicago Bears now? Baggett?
Yes, sir.
He was a Division III guy starting for the Chicago Bears now. I mean, you can play in the NFL from anywhere.
Yes, sir. Coach, I tell young men this all the time, Coach, the eye in the sky does not lie. If you put out good film and good tape and you come early, you know, y'all paying the ass, you can definitely get on the NFL roster. You got to do the right things and put out the good feeling and be doing things the right way and enjoy the process. You can get there from wherever you are, like you said. I don't see how it's not a lie.
Well, we've had probably 15 or 20 scouts through here already this fall. So, you know, we've had years where every team in the league came through. So it ain't like they're well, we didn't know they were there. I mean, they know where everybody is. They know whether they can play or not. So, you know, we get to play, you know, we play a BCS school every year, and our guys get to match up, and they like to watch that film. How'd you guys compete, you know, against a BCS program? And they like to see those things. So we get to do that every year, which is pretty cool for us, too.
And Coach, about this, Coach, for you, at what point in your career did you decide you want to get – at what point in your journey, your life, did you want to get into coaching and make this your life's path pretty much?
Well, I played at Moeller High School, and you're probably too young to remember that place, out of Cincinnati, Ohio. And, you know, we were mythical national championship my last couple of years there. Jerry Faust, who coached at Notre Dame, was a head coach. And I think that kind of got me looking, that maybe I wanted to coach. You know, all the coaches I was around in high school, you know, were just tremendous people and coaches. And when I played at Chattanooga. When I got to Chattanooga, you know, I got to be around, you know, Joe Morrison, Joe Lee Dunn. I don't know if any of these names ring a bell. Brother Bill Oliver was our head coach. And, you know, just some fantastic coaches that, you know, I looked and I thought, man, that's something that I want to do. So I think my freshman year, you know, I knew I wanted to play my freshman year and not redshirt, which I did. And then I thought I'd come back my fifth year and kind of start as a student assistant and get cranked up that way and then go GA, which I did. So, you know, I kind of knew pretty early that I was going to get in this profession.
It's amazing how Chad is just Chattanooga is pretty much growing and changing. You know, I went to Tennessee State, so I would have to drive through Chattanooga to go to Nashville for school. So it's like, so seeing Chattanooga, how it's grown now and how it's growing and how go over on Macaulay over there and see how they're going to do. I'm just amazed how the mocks are growing over there, man. It's great to see.
Yeah, I mean, Chattanooga is a great city. We loved our time there. Obviously, it was my alma mater, so I felt even more of a connection coaching there. And I got to coach my son at Chattanooga. He was our quarterback for 4 years. So what a great experience. And Chattanooga's a great city, and the people were fantastic. But that being said, Richmond's been fantastic too. So I've loved it here, and, you know, the great people here, and we love living here. And I love coaching these guys. We got great kids on this team. We really got a lot of just most of our guys, you know, we have some knuckleheads, but most of our guys understand the value of this degree at the University of Richmond and how important it is. And that's kind of how we go recruit. You know, we let them know, you know, you got a chance to get an elite education, but play Division I football. So, you know, I've always compared it to, you know, like at a higher level, but it's a Stanford, Duke, Northwestern. You know, I think it's probably a little bit easier job than those places, but you know, the type of student athlete that they're recruiting is very comparable to the type that we're recruiting here.
That flag, Coach Houston, you and Coach Chris Mooney do a heck of a job is putting out the Richmond brand, because Richmond's in a great location. Easy to DC to get that interest, because I know when I played, it was we had a 20-hour rule. I had to pretty much but be doing football the whole time. Well, no 20 hours, but being close to DC, man, and Richmond and what historically what it means, Virginia as well. I feel like you are in a great place, and you and Coach Mooney do a heck of a job of promoting it. And I feel like it's guys should be honored to want to come play for you and him and be at the school, because, like you said, it's very historic what it does and get great education and network you all have is one of a kind, in my opinion, Coach.
Well, I think this is a really great recruiting area. You know, Richmond, where it's located, you know, we're close to the 757. You know, Northern Virginia's got good football. The D.C., Maryland area, you know, the interest that people have up north in Pennsylvania and New Jersey to come south to get an elite education. And then we could go down to North Carolina, which is close, and get in the Charlotte area, the Raleigh-Durham area, and really get the better academic kids. And then Georgia's not awful. We actually still recruit Tennessee too. We have some players on our team from the state of Tennessee. So we've stayed in there just because of our connections from the 8 years at Chattanooga and getting to know the high school coaches. So, you know, we're kind of, you know, Georgia's probably stretching it, you know, just because of the distance. It does get a little bit down there, but we send our guy down there every year, and we pop one or two every year out of there, and they've turned into good players.
100%, Coach. But Coach, good to talk to you, man. I hope to talk to you. Playoff time. You hope you got a nice berth with Chad again about your matchup. Then best luck to you against Campbell. And I'll be cheering for you, Coach.
Appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Anything, Coach. You have a great day. You safe, man.
All right. I'll see you.
All right.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, You name it, we have it. Check it out on BS3Network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online where the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.